The uncertainty must be resolved as soon as possible. That's the message from opposition leader Bill Shorten, coming as more federal politicians discover they may be in breach of the Constitution's Section 44. Labor has called for Liberal MP John Alexander to be referred to the High Court while he seeks advice from the UK Home Office on his citizenship status. While the Coalition has raised questions over Labor MPs Susan Lamb and Justine Key, Mr. Shorten has told the Nine Network he's certain no Labor politicians will be caught up in the scandal.
Oh, I am more than satisfied that Labor MPs for our vetting process
Can
will pass muster.
Can you guarantee more than satisfied?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Roll gold.
Yes, I am very confident. And what's more is, when you have to look at the track record, it hasn't been Labor and its ministers who've been the problem here.
But Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has accused Mr. Shorten of overly politicising the long-running saga. The pair met on Wednesday in Melbourne for talks aimed at ending the crisis, but failed to agree on a deal. Mr. Turnbull announced a bill on Monday that, if passed, forces all parliamentarians to declare their citizenship status and provide proof of any renunciations where applicable within 21 days. Mr. Shorten says he wants tougher and faster action than the Prime Minister. With the Senate due to deliberate over Mr. Turnbull's register on Monday, the Prime Minister conceded to the Nine Network time's running out for negotiations.
You know, it's only days away and we don't know where Labor stands. I mean, if he's fair dinkum and he wants to resolve the issue, he should have some detailed amendments to our resolution in front of us, and then we can work out where we can make agreement.
Mr. Turnbull also says he's considering calling back all federal parliamentarians to Canberra for extra sitting days before Christmas to help deal with the issue. But Nick Xenophon team MP Rebecca Sharkey says the crisis needs to be wrapped up before then, telling Sky News it's become too much of a distraction.
If there are further cases that need to go to the High Court, does that mean that this will be dragging on well into February, March and possibly April next year? I don't think that's something that anyone in the Australian community wants to see. They actually want us to work on policies. They want us to work on issues and get this country in the right direction.
Meanwhile, some are questioning Section 44's relevance altogether. The Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria says the article deters almost half of Australia from participating in federal politics. The 2016 Australian Census revealed 49% of Australians have at least one parent born overseas, and the ECCV says those from diverse backgrounds are thus going to be excluded from federal politics. Chair Eddie Micallef has told SBS, as it stands, Section 44 is creating two classes of citizens.
It disqualifies one group of people from becoming a member of parliament and contribute in our multicultural society that should reflect the makeup of the community, which is diverse and which is multicultural.
Mr. Micallef is concerned prospective politicians from diverse backgrounds aren't getting a chance to make their impact.
The message that I'd like to say to the governing fathers of Australia that you should not be putting impediments in the way of having the best quality candidates stand for the Federal Parliament of Australia and not exclude a wealth of talent, a wealth of experience and a wealth of contribution.
As it stands, state and federal politics don't have a synchronised policy regarding dual citizenship. While unconstitutional for federal members of parliament to hold, their state counterparts can still participate.